2. Sir Walter Raleigh. Doctors tell us not to smoke, but a lot of people smoke tobacco every day. Long ago, no one in Europe smoked. The tobacco plant was unknown there. It grew in America, and Christopher Columbus found it there. Later, he returned to Europe and told everyone about tobacco. He said that the American Indians often smoked it. One way of smoking was this. The American Indians threw some tobacco leaves on a fire. Then they put long tubes in their mouths. The other ends of the tubes were over the fire, so they were able to draw the smoke into their mouths. About the year 1560, a Frenchman, Jean Nicot, was living in Lisbon, Portugal. He was very interested in all American plants. Some of them were very different from the plants of Europe. He, and other men too, used the leaves of the tobacco plant to cure pain. Perhaps a man had a bad pain in a leg or an arm. Nicot put tobacco leaves on the painful place and tried to cure the pain in that way. We say now that tobacco contains nicotine. The word nicotine comes from this man's name. Tobacco was used as a cure in many ways. Sometimes a horse was so ill that it could not walk properly. Then a man blew some tobacco smoke into the horse's nose. He believed that this made the horse better. Poor horse! Nobody blows smoke at horses now. Sir Walter Raleigh was a famous man in the days of Queen Elizabeth I. He travelled widely and learnt to smoke. Then he returned to England, but he did not stop smoking. He used to smoke 2 pipes every day secretly in his room. When anyone came in, he quickly hid his pipe. But one day, the story is told, he was not quick enough. A man came in and found clouds of smoke in the room. More smoke was coming from Raleigh's mouth. So the man got some water and threw it over Raleigh. He believed that Raleigh was burning. He ran out of the house and told everybody about it. After this, smoking was not a secret. Raleigh told Queen Elizabeth about it. He added that he could weigh his smoke. She did not believe this, and she asked him to explain. First, he said, I shall weigh the tobacco, then I shall put it in my pipe and smoke it. Then I shall weigh the ashes which remain. I can take them out of the pipe and weigh them on a balance. There will be a great difference between the two weights. The tobacco must be heavier than the ashes. The difference between them must be the weight of the smoke. It was a good plan, but Raleigh was wrong. When anything burns, it needs oxygen. It usually gets the oxygen from the air. When Raleigh's tobacco burned, it did this. But the oxygen was not in the tobacco at the beginning. It was added when Raleigh smoked his pipe. So the smoke was heavier than the difference between the two weights. The weight of the oxygen was added. Raleigh had a sad life and died in 1618. He died bravely and quietly. He smoked a pipe just before his end.